Multiple failings revealed in a police force watchdog report. A watchdog has revealed multiple failings at Thames Valley Police, including around domestic abuse. While assessors acknowledge there have been improvements since they last inspected the force, they cited concerns about how the force is investigating crime and supporting vulnerable people. His Majesty's Inspector, Roy Wiltshire, said there are still areas in which Thames Valley Police must do better, and we will continue to monitor the progress. We've seen progress, and I'm optimistic that the force will build on the significant improvement seen in some areas during this inspection. Compiled by the inspectorate, the report ranked the multiple county police force on 8 areas of policing, giving them a judgment of outstanding, good, adequate and requires improvement or inadequate. Thames Valley Police, it requires improvement in its leadership and force management, investigating crime, safeguarding children and adults. Mr. Wiltshire said, I have concerns about how it's investigating crime and supporting vulnerable people. For example, the force should improve its safeguarding processes and its ability to progress crime investigations to make sure victims get the service they desire and deserve. In particular, its handling of domestic abuse was cited, with inspectors demanding the police improve processes for identifying and safeguarding high-risk victims. Even with a high-risk definition and risk assessment tool, the force has reportedly been under-assessing high-risk domestic abuse cases. This means a substantial number of cases that should have been graded as high-risk have been either remained or downgraded to medium risk. This can lead to victims being denied the investigative expertise of a qualified detective and a higher level of safeguarding support. In addition, the police response to non-immediate calls, in particular domestic abuse, was criticised. Despite investment in the control room and innovative use of artificial intelligence, its handling of fraud cases was not deemed adequate. Mr. Wiltshire explained, the specialist fraud investigators don't have the capacity to investigate all fraud. So the force manages demand by closing some investigations prematurely and by leaving some fraud cases with untrained teams. On the other hand, it was given a good rating in terms of developing a diverse and inclusive workforce and preventing and deterring crime. The inspection acknowledged that whilst Thames Valley Police received £825 million in funding for the year ending March the 31st, 2025, which is within the typical range, it did face significant challenges.